Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're focusing on the topic, Holy Spirit Rain Down, based on our reading of Ezekiel chapter 21, verse 28 and 29. Now let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. And thou, son of man, prophesy and say, thus saith the Lord God concerning the Amorites and concerning their reproach, even say thou, the sword is drawn, for the slaughter is furnished to consume because of the glittering. Whilst they see vanity unto thee, whilst they divine a lie unto thee, to bring thee upon the necks of them that are slain, of the wicked, whose day is come, when their iniquity shall have no end. What a powerful reminder from the Lord that the wicked will not prosper forever. At some point, God will step in and take action against all those who refuse to desist from participating in those things which are not consistent with the will of God. Unless we allow the Holy Spirit to take control of every single area of our lives, vanity will step in and cause us to be destroyed in the end. Let us take a few minutes to examine what the Lord said about the Ammonites in Ezekiel chapter 21, verse 28 and 29. The word of the Lord said, and thou, son of man, prophesy and say, thus saith the Lord God concerning the Ammonites and concerning their reproach, even say thou, the sword is drawn, for the slaughter it is furbished, to consume because of the glittering. Whilst they see vanity unto thee, whilst they divine a lie unto thee, to bring thee upon the necks of them that are slain of the wicked, whose day is come when their iniquity shall have no end. Here we see the Lord saying that the sword will be drawn against the wicked. The wicked Ammonites, because they have allowed vanity to take deep root in their heart. When the prophet Ezekiel used the word vanity, what does he mean? The strong concordance to find the word vanity as emptiness, falsehood, nothingness, emptiness of speech, lying, worthlessness in terms of conduct. The ATS Bible Dictionary defined the word vanity in this way. It does not usually denote in scripture self-conceit or personal pride, but sometimes emptiness and fruitlessness. It often denotes wickedness, particularly falsehood, and sometimes idols and idol worship. Do you see what can happen to us if we allow emptiness and nothingness to fill our lives? Do you see what can happen if fruitlessness becomes a common part of our spiritual life? You see, my friend, when we do not allow the Holy Spirit to take full control of our lives, Satan will come into our heart and pull us away from God. The Ammonites allowed Satan to dig deep roots in the heart, and eventually this caused the Lord to slay the Ammonites. Today, the Lord is warning us of the dangers of allowing vanity to take deep roots into our heart, because we will be destroyed if it becomes a part of our lives. Matthew Henry, in his commentary on this passage of scripture, he made the following statements, and I quote, the sin of the Ammonites is here intimated. It is their reproach, verse 28. One, the reproach they put upon themselves when they hearkened to their false prophets, who pretended to foretell their perpetual safety in the midst of the desolations that were made of the countries round about them. They see vanity unto thee and divine a lie. They flatter thee with promises of peace, and thou art such a fool as to suffer thyself to be imposed upon by them, and to encourage them therein by giving credit to them. Note, those that feed themselves with a self-conceit in the day of their prosperity prepare matter for self-reproach in the day of their calamity. Number two, the reproach they put upon the Israel of God when they triumph in their affliction and thereby added affliction to them, which was very barbarous and inhumane. Their divines, by puffing them up with a conceit that they were a better people than Israel, being spared when they were cut off, and with a confidence that their prosperity would always continue, made them so very haughty and insolent that they did even treat on the necks of the Israelites that were slain by the wicked Chaldeans, who had commission to execute God's judgment upon them when their iniquity had an end. That is, when the measure of it was full. We shall meet with this again. Note, those are ripening apace for misery who trample upon the people of God in their distress, whereas they ought to tremble when judgment begins at the house of God. End of quote. I pray that each of us would allow the Holy Spirit to continue to pull us away from evil and take full control of our heart, so that vanity will never become a part of our lives. Through the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit, we will be able to live a life which is right and pleasing in the sight of God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for reminding us of the danger of vanity. Help us, Lord, to put our trust in you and to rest our lives in you, so that if there's any vanity in our soul, it will be removed and we'll have no desire for vanity if there's none that is present. Thank you, Father, for your words of encouragement today, we pray. Through Jesus Christ, O Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.